Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton here with you this afternoon, and you are in for a real treat. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast the makeover master, Mr. Mike Young. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Stone. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, delighted to have you on the show, man. Tell us first, if you would, mission, purpose, what are you out there trying to do for folks?
You know, I have an interesting story where I decided I wanted to have the entrepreneurial dream like a lot of people do. And it took me a long time and I struggled a lot. I spent almost a decade buying books and courses and online platforms and spent a couple hundred grand trying to figure out the game so it worked for me. And so that's what I do today. I really help small business owners and entrepreneurs that are trying to, you know, sell their stuff or they have something important to say, but they can't necessarily figure out how to market, advertise, position things to stay focused on their craft. So my mission is to help people avoid the struggle that I went through.
So are you finding in your work patterns, I guess I would call them? Are you seeing some of the same challenges over and over as you're having these conversations with these folks?
Yeah, 100%. What I've found, and this was a huge turning point in my career, was we're all human. And if you really dig into how human beings work and the archetypes we fall into and, you know, our greatest fears and our ambitions and our motives and our meaning and all that, you begin to see patterns. There's no doubt about it. You see that essentially we're all the same. We just use creative ways to mask our insecurities and avoid putting ourselves out into the marketplace. And so if you can tap into that and help people unlayer that, it usually kind of helps them reclaim that inner child that's gotten lost along the way.
So what are some of the questions that you might get over and over early in a relationship?
You know, I mean, the common theme when people connect with me is my business isn't working. I'm passionate about what I do, or what I have to say or what I have to sell. And it's not working and I can't seem to figure out the real reasons why. The comments I hear a lot are, I'm too close to my own problem. I can't see the forest through the trees. And I think that's true for all of us. You know, we all need a little bit of outside perspective from time to time. I think that's the one thing that you can't give yourself is you can't give yourself outside perspective and you can't give yourself knowledge and wisdom and understanding that you haven't accumulated yet. And so the shortcut or the hack to that is to find somebody who's already done what you're trying to do and get them as a mentor or a guide or a coach. And your learning curve will dramatically speed up if you do that.
I suspect some of these challenges and some of these remedies, if you will, are probably timeless, but just gut feel, do you think selling is different or harder than it used to be? Or do us old guys just feel that way from time to time?
I think getting attention is harder than it used to be because the world is filled with information. It's a very noisy place. And I try and help people reframe their mindset around certain concepts. And one of them is that you're selling all the time from the day you were born. You know, we're selling, you know, do you want to go to this movie or this dinner with your wife? You know, and it's like, you're always selling something. Sometimes it feels natural and unforced. And a lot of times when it comes to people that are running business, especially if they're using like a personal brand to try and attract their tribe, so to speak, there becomes a disconnect where that selling feels forced or awkward. And I find it's one of two things that holds people back. One is that they have imposter syndrome and they actually don't feel like they're good enough or they have self-worth or self-esteem issues. And the second one that holds people back oftentimes is capacity issues where maybe they're trying to sell websites or they're trying to sell coffee mugs, and they know if they actually sold 20 of them on the same day, they would have a capacity issue. And so those two things are weird mindset tricks that we have to get over, and we have to learn how to tell ourselves a different story. And that's what I find, is that if you can connect the client with their meaning, instead of what they're trying to sell, the selling almost becomes a natural byproduct.
What are you finding the most challenging about your work? What's the most difficult part about what you do, you think?
The most difficult part for me is I'm very empathetic, and I remember exactly how it feels to sit in my office in 2008, broke, alone, frustrated, confused. You know, I remember those feelings, and I care a lot to help people break through those moments a hell of a lot faster than I did. and the one of the biggest challenges I face is allowing people to go through the process, not stepping in and enabling them and always solving their problem for them. Because what I've found over time is that when you enable and you help people solve the problem faster sometimes by just stepping in and doing it for them, they don't build the foundational strength, character, knowledge, wisdom that they need to have so that they can fish for themselves, so to speak. You know, instead of just giving somebody a fish, how do I show them a path where at the end of it, they can do this for themselves and they have the confidence and the character and the skills to be able to do it over and over again?
Fantastic answer. And it makes all the sense in the world. But the other thing that I hear in your answer is an incredible degree of self-awareness. That must be a blade that gets sharpened every day for somebody in your line of work.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing some interesting things. You know, when I say I have an interesting story, I think it was, I was in enough pain maybe in 2008. I went from liquid millionaire to $200,000 in debt in less than 6 months.
Woo.
And I just became committed. You know, I have tattoos that say commitment and freedom on my body. And I became driven. I did some crazy stuff, you know, where I listened to everything Russell Brunson ever recorded during a 42-day stretch. And even last night and this morning, you know, I've been really digging into the deeper level psychology and sociology. And I think you nailed it on the head. I think I call it the four clarity pillars inside my programs, but self-awareness is a huge piece of this game. Because when you understand yourself and your value structure and who you are and what you represent, the answers to a lot of your questions become instantaneous. And so that's the gap. You know, people when they're not clear on who they are and what their mission is and what they're trying to accomplish, they might spend 4, 6, 8, 10 hours or 4, 6, 8, 10 weeks trying to figure out an answer to a question because they're not clear on where they're going. But when you're really clear and really self-aware on what you're doing, the opportunities that come at you, the obstacles that come at you, it's a, you know, the bad analogy is probably like if you're in a boat going towards a lighthouse, it's very easy to see that you need to not veer too far off to the right or too far off to the left. You're just going towards a lighthouse. And when people are not clear on where they're headed, you can go wildly off course, or you can spin, you know, you can row your paddles as hard as you want, but be spinning in a circle, so to speak.
So how does the whole sales and marketing thing for you work? And let me tell you why I'm asking.
True.
It seems like a very crowded arena. Helping people in business who are struggling sounds like I guess one thing is you got a pretty large prospect pool, but it seems like a really crowded arena. How do you break through that clutter with your own sales and marketing?
You become yourself 24/7, 365. And not to get too deep into it, but I go into this stuff in my free course. I go into this in a lot of the resources on our website, but I go into this in my book, but you essentially attract similar types of people that want what you already have. And so one of the things that I told myself in the beginning, because I was so empathetic and I wanted other people to have all these things, but yet somehow subconsciously I was robbing myself from getting everything I wanted. You have to go through a period of becoming extremely selfish to get everything that you want before you can ever pour from a full cup, so to speak, and give back to others. And the reason is because we're all wandering through this life with a better version of ourselves that we're trying to become. And we do that in various areas. You know, maybe it's we want to be better with our time or our family or our relationships or our money. And we're constantly using our reticular activation system to seek out those things that are providing us evidence that they may give us the answers to become a better version of ourselves in some way. So if you start saying, I really want to get fit and I want six pack abs, you're naturally going to start looking for people that already have six pack abs. This is why a fitness instructor has to get the six pack abs for himself first before he can ever give it away to others successfully. And so I would say that's the answer is self-awareness on what you're trying to accomplish, and then actually ordering your life and your patterns and your routines in a way to go get that. And then it's much easier to give it away to others and help other people do the same thing because you've already done it for yourself.
I love that analogy or that illustration of having the six pack abs. And candidly, you and I have both experienced this, and I'm sure our listeners have too. Not everyone out there who is describing ways to help you improve your business has gone and done that themselves just yet.
Yeah. And it's like, if I'm trying to get six pack abs, am I going to go follow somebody like Chris Farley or, you know, who am I going to follow? Right. And, you know, I think that's one of the things, you know, to kind of circle back around to your question is how do you separate yourself from the competition? Well, every one of my clients that I know has their own subjective view of the world. They have their own unique experiences, their own obstacles. And when you can reverse engineer that and put it out to the world and articulate yourself in such a way and articulate the problems that you solve, your only solution is you're naturally going to attract those that want what you have. There's a lot of this game, honestly, is, you know, people come to me with marketing and advertising problems, my lead magnet's not working, my offer's not working, whatever it is. And almost always the first war we've got to win is the war with ourselves and the war with our mindset. Because when you're going after something that you want to become in your mind, that means that you're not there yet. And so as you begin to start to become the best chef or the best author or whatever, and you're not there yet, there's always that moment, and sometimes it can last for years, of imposter syndrome, where you don't feel good enough, you don't feel worthy enough. And that's what's holding people back from truly going after and selling their thing, because they don't feel worthy enough for themselves yet.
All right. At the other end of the continuum, I've had a little bit of experience in trying to guide my limited field of coaching clients, which is pretty much limited to our studio partners right now. But I know a thing or two about using this platform to help people and make money, so I try to share that with our studio partners. My observation has been, and I wonder if there's any parallel to this at all in your world, that sometimes the most rewarding work is with the person who's already pretty darn successful, but they want to accomplish more. They are self-aware and they're every bit as frustrated maybe as the person who's really struggling or the aspirational person. And it's almost like it seems like those people are so rewarding to work with, and maybe some of the people that could really use the help the most are like the marginal performer, and they don't even see that they should get the help. You ever run into that?
Yeah. I mean, either the way I grew up or my conditioning was, you know, guys don't show their emotions. Guys don't ask for help. You know, your job is to raise the money and support the family and do all these things. So I was the naive person driving around town, not stopping to ask for a map and, and trying to figure it out all on my own. And the people that, what at least what I find more often than not is everybody has a powerful story. And everybody has a powerful skill or superpower. But somewhere along the journey, it becomes a mess. It's like they wanted to create this fancy car in their garage. And so they started accumulating all the tools and all the parts and all the tires and all the stuff you need to do this. But you walk into the garage and you see a car that's covered up and tools laying all over the place. I think about one of the clients we just launched his website. It's a buddy of mine, Nate Bailey. And, you know, he had hundreds of podcast interviews. He had a TEDx talk. He'd helped hundreds of different people through his programs. But if you visited his website, and this kind of goes back to your audience, if you're driving traffic, but it's going back to a place where people can't instantly connect, the information is overwhelming today. We don't have the attention span to figure you out. Mm. And so it's a reordering of things so that people... There's two specific buying windows. One is when a prospect becomes a lead, and the other is when a lead becomes a sale or a client. And if you can control the perception of your brand so that people get it and they see a lot of your work, and that's oftentimes the one missing piece, is people aren't displaying enough proof that their products and services get results. If you can reorder it and display it in a way, and I call it your business image ecosystem, a lot of times what you'll find is your new prospects dramatically go up that convert into leads. And the second piece for people that are using podcasts and radio shows to drive traffic to their stuff is really the lurkers, the people that are following you for a while, but they're not raising their hand, they're not speaking up. You have to continue to show up consistently and display that evidence. And eventually they're like, okay, this guy that says he helps people fix businesses, I've seen him do it over and over again with other people for 6 months. I now believe him or her enough that I'm willing to raise my hand and say, I need some help. So the game is the display of these things to control the narrative and the perception, and then give people a clear path to start. You know, so many people are what I call, I think you and I talked about this before we hopped on the live, which so many people spill their marbles in the lobby. It's like they have wisdom and expertise in their area, and they want to throw it all up on people on the first thing. And because of cognitive dissonance, we can't process all that information. You have to give people a clear starting place and one place to start a new relationship with you.
So for our listeners, if you do go to themakeovermaster.com, you're going to see that Mike has the equivalent of six-pack abs with respect to everything he just described. You do that so beautifully. Everything you just described, from the social proof that you have there all the way to your very, I can only call it, generous approach to trying to serve first. You've got a thing on there where you're willing to get on the phone and help people talk through their blind spots before they ever write you a check. Am I remembering it right?
Yeah. You know, I found one of the things that was always lacking for me as I took all the books and courses, the one missing piece was direct side-by-side help. And so when I didn't want to create another course. So our mentorship program, it involves side-by-side help with me, but when I was still trying to figure out how do I generate leads for the business, you know, I had to figure out a way that I felt good about, because so many people come in. I think you've probably seen this in your messenger or whatever. It's like, hey, nice to meet you, Stone. And the next comment is like, hey, I sell podcasts XYZ for a living. Do you want to buy my thing? And so they're skipping natural progression in a human relationship. And it feels assaulting when you have somebody do that to you. So I had to develop a whole bunch of free resources that said, hey, let me give you a free course. Let me analyze your business and look at your social media and your website, and I'll record a video of all the blind spots I see that are actually costing you new leads and sales. And that was the trigger for me, where I no longer felt any sort of resistance to sell. Because I wasn't selling my paid products in the beginning. I was just selling free help. And what I found over time is you put enough people into the free help, and the right prospects emerge from there. And they basically reach out to you and they say, like, my sales conversion percentage is virtually 100% now. Because when someone hops on a sales call to me, with me, they've already gone through the free course. They've already had a blind spot challenge review, and they've already just said, you know what they're paying me for is speed.
So what's next for you, man? You've got a lot accomplished. Maybe you're just there and you're going to ride this plateau out, but you don't seem like the kind of guy like to me. You probably have a whole new set of things you're trying to accomplish over the next 12, 18 months, huh?
I think, you know, for me, I'm at a weird place in my life because I struggled and I strived for so long. You know, I've been in the entrepreneurial game for 15 plus years now. I find myself still kind of kicking myself a little bit. Sometimes I sit around at night and I just say, you know, this is where I want to be. And so I think what's next for me is just more impact with other people. I'm always trying to figure out ways to improve what I've got. I'm not looking for the next course. I'm not trying to create something necessarily new. I'm always looking for ways to improve what I've got right now. And that's a weird place to be when for so long I was always thinking that I was missing something and I needed something else to become complete or whole. But right now it's just how can I add value and impact clients so that they get the results that they not only want, but they deserve.
All right. Before we wrap, let's make sure we leave our listeners with a couple of tips, maybe some actionable things that maybe they could go ahead and begin working on even before maybe they reach out to you, some low hanging fruit. You know, as soon as they're done listening with this, is there one or two things that a business person out there could maybe begin to do, even maybe before they were to connect with somebody like you?
Sure. I would say, well, number one, we can drop the link to my free course, which goes through a lot of that, if you want.
Sure.
What I would say is it comes down to clarity. So I would say number one is get clarity around the four clarity pillars, which is who are you? Who is your ideal client? That's the second one. What products and services do you deliver to solve their problems? Like, how do you solve problems for your ideal client? And then really start to understand how human beings work in general and why we buy anything in the first place. And it's usually not the reasons you think they are. You know, it's we have 16 core desires and we're buying things for subconscious reasons a lot of times. And the second thing I would say that I see over and over again is credibility issues with people's website and their social media. You have to get everything to line up, speak the same language, look the same. So much of branding is around symbols and imagery. And so put yourself in your ideal prospect shoes. And then what happens when you look at your own business image ecosystem, as I call it? What happens when you look at your hub, which is usually your website? What happens when you search your name? What happens when you look at your social? Do you have consistency? Do you have broken links? Do you have proof that you do what you say you do? And more often than not, that's what I find is I find people that have Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and their website, but they have four different messages across those platforms. And so get those things to line up, give people a clear place to start a new relationship with you. And then not only that, once everything does line up, the number one thing I see is that people say one thing, but they're showing a different thing, which they might say, I help six-figure entrepreneurs get to seven figures. But there's virtually no proof of that. And there's actually 11 forms of proof. I teach 8 in the free course. And so you really just have to display proof that you actually do the thing you say you do, or else you're just talking.
All right. Where can our listeners go? What is the best touch point? Is it at themakeovermaster.com?
Everything's on my website. I have a page where you can pick my brain for free. I have a resources page. It's themakeovermaster.com. And then I'm on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and YouTube, but you can track me down there as well if you want to connect.
Fantastic. Well, Mike Young, the Makeover Master, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show, man.
It's my pleasure, Stone, and thanks for having me on.
All right, until next time, this is Stone Payton for our guest today, Mike Young, the Makeover Master, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.